Glad to be able to talk to the experts also. Dr. George Rutherford is here. He is an epidemiologist and infectious diseases specialist at UCSF. Dr. Rutherford, thanks for being here.
Hi, my pleasure.
Where do we stand with regard to the coronavirus? What phase are we in at present?
Well, it depends on what you mean by we. In the United States, there's a huge focus in and around New York City with exponential growth, with very rapid growth of new cases. Here in the Bay Area, things are a lot more blunted because we may, I would hope, because we've done sheltering in place for longer and did it earlier in the epidemic than they've been able to do it in the East. So, for instance, yesterday in San Francisco, there were 24 new cases. There had been 8 the day before, and that seems like a lot, but there may be that this is weekends, lab specimens get backed up. It may just be random noise, that variation. We'd like to think so. I think we'll really be able to get it figured out over the next week about whether we're entering this rapid growth phase or whether the shelter in place is really working, which we expect it to.
And if it is working, and we see that the results of that in terms of the number of confirmed cases, et cetera, will it be smart of us to continue that shelter in place?
Well, it's a total legitimate question. And I can't speak for the health departments. They're going to have to decide what they're going to want to do. Understand that there's a state order on top of the local orders.
Right.
So it's going to have to come from the state level once the local orders have expired on April 7th. I would like to think we'd be able to move away from shelter in place and start bringing the economy back, which is one of the great harms of shelter in place. But if we are seeing ongoing transmission and are still in an exponential growth phase, again, what we're trying to avoid are huge crushes on inpatient facilities and specifically critical care beds, where we would not be able to take care of everyone, as has happened. We're right up on the edge of that in Italy and Spain right now.
Yeah, we've seen that over there, and we certainly want to do everything we can to avoid that circumstance here. Still, doctors, hospitals, city and state officials are trying to figure out where else to put patients if the hospital capacity is reached or overreached.
Yeah, it's a real problem. I mean, the naval ship, the hospital ship Mercy's coming up from San Diego to Los Angeles Harbor. That'll provide some extra bed capacity. The federal government has made some military kind of quick pop-up MASH unit hospitals available. But unlike an earthquake where it affects one area and not another, we're not going to be able to move patients around very well. So we're going to pretty much have to take care of them where they are. So that's why we want to blunt this, try and flatten the curve as much as possible. I realize everybody's heard that term a million times, but that's the bottom
line.
Well, we
never heard of it before this, so I guess it's a backlog of flatten the curve. So how are we, speaking of flattening the curve, where are we at, and I mean in the Bay Area, in California, in terms of the slowing of this virus, thanks to that early shelter-in-place order?
Right, I think in the Bay Area, we are seeing the effects of sheltering in place, and we from where it could have been, it's much lower. But we just want to make, and it's hard to say what these things are moment in time. But we see early indications that we're seeing less transmission. But again, without all the testing capacity we need, it's hard to say that definitively. What we can say is there's some remarkable data that have come out about how much people are moving around based on where their smart gone over the last several weeks.
Yeah.
And it's the shelter in place really seems to be holding here in Northern California.
Are we learning about the virus itself exponentially?
Yes, absolutely. There's something new every day. You can't even keep up anymore. And we're learning about, there are 94 clinical trials in progress last week. In the United States, try and understand how best to treat this. So that's the other thing that's going on.
Yeah, very good news there for sure. And in terms of the numbers, do we still stand at the fact that 80% of the people who contract the COVID-19 virus are going to suffer very mild symptoms?
Well, that's gotten pretty complicated. The first data from the U.S. from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention – showed a fair amount of an unexpectedly high number of hospitalizations among younger people, and by younger I mean 20s and 30s and 40s, very little still in children and adolescents, but it's still, it's more than a thought, so yes, the bulk of disease is probably relatively less symptomatic, and or even up to the point of maybe a little bit being asymptomatic, but it's not spread. It's spread fairly evenly across the population about who gets symptoms and who doesn't.
Yeah.
The elderly are more likely to get complications and severe disease. That's clear. But younger people are not immune to that.
Yeah, and that's the message that we keep trying to provide to all of our listeners, too, is driving home that point. It's not just the elderly who are getting this particular disease. Dr. Rutherford, thanks for jumping in with us this morning. Look forward to more conversations with you in the very near future.
Anytime. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Dr. George Rutherford, epidemiologist with UCSF. So the news is somewhat good from the experts, talking about how we are being able to slow the spread of the coronavirus as we take advantage of the rules and regulations that tell us to shelter in place and to keep that 6-foot social distance between us.